Hey, good afternoon. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting your lunch or something like that. I haven't eaten yet today. Anyway, that's a weird story. So, last night, got to do our meetup group. It was a really interesting conversation. Actually, I listened to it because I learned a little bit more about after listening to it, too. Hope you get to check that out. Amit Kumar was good enough to join our meetup last night. It is posted on YouTube. Watch the video. The video has more interaction than necessary the podcast, but do both if you like. Anyway, today I want to talk about providing a quasi roadmap review. And I'm going to tell you why I say quasi at your sprint review and how it sets you up for the future and things like that, why it's beneficial and why I think so many teams miss out on the opportunity to do that. I don't know why, but they do. Maybe it's just not planning, not thinking about it. But I want to talk about today how it could benefit you today on our 3R Thursday, which is requirements, reviews, and retros, right? So kind of hitting both the requirement side and the review, because in the requirement side, I kind of talk about sprint planning every once in a while as well. Anyway, okay. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Azure Coach. We talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way to bring value to your customer, not work crazy hours, bring the value and have a little fun along the way. And don't forget, tonight, 8 o'clock, interview with Dr. Karen Kramer is going up tonight. I'll be posting out, put some little reminders during the day. And that's going up at 8 o'clock for the live video for LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. And then later on, I'll put a version of it again on LinkedIn and X. And the podcast usually goes up about 9 o'clock. So keep an eye out for that. It's a really good interview. I enjoyed it. I hope you share it with your friends. It applies to anybody, not just the Agile perspective. But it's something important for Agile coaches and Scrum Masters to absorb and understand, and maybe even your teammates. So that's why I'm interviewing these people from different perspectives, just to share what's going on in the world. And don't forget, Saturday morning at 7 a.m., working on goals, kind of things I was doing this morning. I'm looking forward. I get a couple people to sign up, which is great. I'm going to do it myself, even if I do it alone, or I'm going to have a few. There's a few people going to do it because I'm looking forward to setting my goals up and where I'm going to focus on and what I'm going to do. And if you join the newsletter, or if you already joined the newsletter, just write newsletter in it. It's only $27. It's for 2 hours. And then there's another session on Sunday to recap or go over, answer any questions anybody might have had based on the webinar on Saturday morning. So I hope you can join us there. So let's talk about this quasi review again. Part of me was thinking I was going to do goals, but then I said, nah, I'm doing goals on Saturday. So a quasi review of your roadmap. Why should you do it in sprint review? A lot of teams don't. Some people think it's just showing off the product, but it's actually a feedback loop mechanism. And that's what the review is for. It's for your stakeholders to give you a feedback loop, not only on your product, but also what you plan to do. Now, some would say we do that in sprint planning. I would offer you are shortchanging yourself if you don't share it at your sprint review. And why? When you finish showing what you're doing, now you're introducing what we got going up next, like what's coming up in the next sprint. You're sharing this with your stakeholders. It gives your stakeholders to say, oh, I didn't realize you were going to do that next sprint. Oh, I got an update, right? It's an opportunity to get that because they may not have thought about it, but you're reminding them of that while you have them looking at what you're doing. The other thing is what you came out of the sprint review might change what you're going to do in the next sprint too. So this is an opportunity to have that conversation with your team and the stakeholders, as well as it just lays that groundwork. It also lays the groundwork for your team. The team may not be aware because they're so head down into the code and the stories are working on what's coming up next or what's the bigger picture. Anytime you as a Scrum Master or a product owner have an opportunity to share the bigger picture, the next steps, it helps with architecture planning. It helps with people's mindsets. It helps with everything along and helps provide more feedback into that loop. Not only that, if you do it the night before, like I said, if there's a change in priority, or the day before in the sprint review process, it gives you some time to adjust your sprint planning plan for the next day, which you usually do sprint planning at, right? So why not give yourself a little extra wiggle room in case you have to make adjustments based on what your stakeholders tell you as a result of the sprint review or when you introduce a quasi plan? Now, I just want to make a point here. I'm saying a quasi plan. I'm not saying a full up, blown out Microsoft project or feature roadmap or all that kind of stuff. Unless you have it. I mean, if you have it and it's not too complicated and everything's safe, I'm just saying, hey, next sprint, we're working on these features. Boom, boom. Here's our goal. By the way, here's some features coming down the road. Maybe the next sprint after that, if you have an idea, or say, hey, we plan to work on this feature sprint. Not only we do work on this sprint, but we're going to work on the next sprint and the sprint after that, if you need to, because it's a big feature or a big epic or something like that. It gives you that opportunity to share that with them, get some feedback in, and adjust before your sprint planning session. Don't hurt yourself. I try to convince people you don't need to have surprises. Don't hurt yourself. Don't like try to overthink it. Oh, we got to adjust the plan. Everybody panics. By giving that day ahead of time in the sprint review, less panic. There's still going to be panic, but it won't be as great emotionally impact as if we're changing the plan right here at sprint planning. What? And I've seen product owners freak out because of that. Right, it's sprint planning because some of their stakeholders changed it right there on the spot. And actually, I do when I teach Agile and Scrum, that is actually a scenario that I actually do with the class when I teach it, my own version of Agile and Scrum, and teach that thing, not necessarily the Scrum one, but what I teach is extra scenario. But here's the other part, right? So let's say you don't do it at sprint review. Fine. Or you do. You already have it generated. You should present that at sprint planning the next day, right? So you should have a little quasi roadmap, just some, here's the features. We're going to start this feature in this sprint. We're going to finish it up with the next sprint, or this we're planning to get all doing this sprint. Here's what we're looking, and get that team and stakeholder feedback during sprint planning, right? Or maybe you made some adjustments. The nice thing is if you did it the day before, you already have it done. You just reuse it again the next day, just to recap in case people weren't paying attention because it wasn't their business. Just recap for the team. Here's what we're looking at. Next couple of sprints. Here's things. Now we're going to dive into, it's a good intro or a good end, depending on how you want to do it. And you have to work on your team. I would do it as an intro. I'd be like, here's what we're looking at next couple of sprints. Now we're going to, you know, you tell a story, right? Storytelling. Here's what we're doing. Here's my outline. Now we're going to talk about what we're going to do in these features or epics that we're going to do in this upcoming sprint. Okay. And that introduces, and everyone can see the bigger picture. So as you're talking about stuff and they say, well, where's that? Oh, that's in the next. Okay. Yeah. I remember you saying that. There you go. So by doing this and being prepared for your at sprint review, you're much better prepared for sprint planning, right? And your stakeholders, and it takes the pressure off and it makes people happy. Though they might say, well, you're just wasting time. But you know what? There's always somebody in the group who appreciates get a outlooking appearance on what the future holds. So I wanted to share that with you today. Share a quasi. It doesn't have to be fancy. I even seen it where they do like a notepad and go, here's the features and here's what sprints and here's the priorities. It doesn't have to be a fancy thing, right? It's as simple as a notepad presentation on the screen in Zoom, which works perfect, to be honest with you. I love it. Love simplicity. It gets the point across without a lot of extra noise. So try it out. Make sure you do that. Don't lose that opportunity for that feedback loop from your stakeholders or your team that you could get during sprint review. And also don't forget, check out our meetup last night. We got another meetup planned, which would be good. William's going to be speaking in our next meetup. It's going to be another conversation thing, trying to get more people involved in the conversation. Had a couple of people last night, so it was nice to have that extra conversation going to the more people in there. It'd be great. It was a good conversation, but next month, William's going to be on. We're going to talk about that Business Agility Institute report that came out along with Scrum Alliance on the new skills, the new world, right? Talk about that. We're going to have some discussion on that. And actually, I'm going to interview him beforehand to get a little pre-look at it. And then we're going to talk about it more with more people at our meetup. And don't forget tonight, the interview with Dr. Karen Kramer. And don't forget Saturday goals. If you haven't figured out your goals, even I'm going to work on it on that Saturday. You're going to see me do my own goals during live and in person. Part of the webinar, it's not going to be broadcast in social media. It's only for those who join the webinar. So those people in that group, it's going to be a small group, talk about it, get some feedback from maybe other people that will comment and give you feedback on your goals. So hope you get to join us, and I wish you the best. And it's actually the people that are in my mastermind. I'm making them all take the webinar class because I want you to all be prepared for the when we do the mastermind with your goals, because we're going to kick it off very shortly here. So with that, I wish you the best. Have a great day. See you tomorrow on Fun Friday, and happy scrumming. Bye. See you, everyone.